Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire, and boy, is America on fire, and the world is on fire. Massive explosion in Israel, no one quite knows what happened yet. It was a rocket factory, no one knows what's going on. But we do know that all kinds of news reports coming out of Israel as we speak. We also know that word on the street is there's an imminent invasion of Ukraine by the Russians. My great friend is a retired high-ranking United States military officer, gave me this scenario yesterday, which I'd never even thought of. And listen to this one. Just think about this one for a minute, because it makes so much sense. His name is Joe. I'll just say his name is Joe, and he's a high-ranking former military officer. And he's a big fan of the show, and he listens to the show and gives me a lot of advice and comments on a lot of my stories. And he said, Wayne, think about this. What's going on with Crimea and Ukraine exactly? And I said, well, you know, Biden's a moron. He's brain dead. He's a puppet. And everybody in the world knows it, and they could just run over him like a tank. And so China's going to take Taiwan back right under our noses, and Russia's going to take Ukraine and Crimea. And they're laughing at us. They're mocking us. Joe Biden is a joke. He's ruined the United States. He's ruined the United States military. And now we're a laughingstock all over the world. And he said to me, well, all that's true, but it's much more than that. Putin knows where all the bodies are buried. He knows that Biden committed massive treason against the United States in Ukraine. He knows that Hunter Biden, as Joe Biden's representative, took massive amounts of money in corrupt deals in Ukraine. That's why he's really invading Ukraine, because he's going to go in, he's going to grab all the people that were involved in those Biden deals, he's going to torture them, he's going to interrogate them, he's going to threaten to kill them, and he's going to get them on video confessing to the crimes they committed with Joe Biden against the American people. And then he's going to parade those videotapes all over the world and embarrass America and make America look like a joke and make Biden step down as president and destroy the Biden family. And destroy the myth of America thinking they're the best nation in the world and better than everybody else. This gives him ample evidence, literally hard evidence, to make us look like idiots and fools. And I realized suddenly he's so right. That's what's going on here. First of all, Biden's a moron, a jackass, brain dead, dementia, doesn't know where he is or what he's doing. Weekend at Biden's. And so they're taking advantage of him all over the world. But second of all, they know where the bodies are buried. So once he gets in Ukraine, he'll grab all these people up and make them testify against Biden. And that's the end of Joe Biden and the Biden crime family. To the rescue, Vladimir Putin. Isn't that amazing? I think that's amazing. Great idea. And by the way, assuming that's true, then you don't think China's planning the same thing? You know, maybe China is, maybe China isn't, because if China wants to, they know where all the bodies are buried. They know that Hunter Biden and Joe Biden are corrupt in China, just like Ukraine. They know they cut big deals and made millions of dollars, tens of millions, maybe hundreds of millions. China could bury Biden too, but they don't want to. China is in bed with Biden. China needs Biden to ruin the United States and make China number one. So they don't want to ruin him. But Russia is in competition with China, and they do want to ruin him so they can hurt China indirectly. So a lot of interesting things going on all around the world. But here in the United States, very interesting. What's going on with, you know, I told you, Derek Chauvin, don't think that it's all over and everything's going to fall. First, one, they want to burn the country down. BLM, Antifa, who's they? BLM, Antifa, Democrat activists, liberal activists, communist activists, agitators, and just about anybody who wants to steal a TV set. They're all itching to burn the country down because they didn't get their fix yesterday. You know, if it came back a verdict of acquittal or a lower verdict, they could have gotten their TV set, their washer, their dryer, their refrigerator. They would have burnt the country down and stolen everything they could steal. Loot, loot, loot. Burn, burn, burn. Riot, riot, riot. Murder, murder, murder. And by the way, I'm not making that stuff up. Latest poll is out. Latest study is out. And it correlates everywhere the BLM protests, murders go up dramatically. And by the way, police shooting black men goes down dramatically. Interesting. Interesting. So, you're dealing with people that want to burn the country down. Another incident in Columbus, Ohio yesterday, they're dying to burn Columbus down. Another incident in North Carolina today, they're dying to burn North Carolina down. There will continue to be incidents every single hour of every day because we're a nation of 330 million. And there's like, I think there's just under a million, like 800,000 law enforcement officers. And they go through, they literally have to fight, solve, I'm not sure what the right word is. They have to go to the scene of millions of crimes a year. So, of course, there's going to be like 8 shootings a year of black men. There's also going to be 20 shootings of white men, and nobody protests and no one cares. There's more shootings of white men than there are black men. But, of course, you're going to come upon black men and there's going to be shootings. There's millions of incidents a year. That's the word I'm looking for. Millions and millions of incidents where police are investigating a crime, are responding to a crime. And they're just dying to burn the country down every time there's an incident. Every single time there's an incident. Anywhere in the country. Can you imagine if there's one incident in Columbus, Ohio, the whole country could burn. If there's one incident in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, the whole country could burn. Isn't that crazy? What's it got to do with you and me in Las Vegas? Nothing. What's it got to do with my friends in Connecticut? Nothing. What's it got to do with my friends in San Antonio? Nothing. My friends in Dallas? Nothing. And they're just spoiling for a fight over every police shooting, even though the police are shooting criminals. LeBron James has now deleted his tweet targeting the officer in Ohio with a picture and then the words, "You're next." He deleted it because the guy did nothing wrong. Body camera footage showed the shooting victim, 16-year-old, I thought it was 15, by the way. In every article I've seen, 15. At Fox News, they're now saying 16-year-old Makia Bryant charging at another female with a knife in her hand. An officer shot Bryant 4 times before she collapsed to the ground. She died at the hospital after being taken there in critical condition. And LeBron James reacts to the news on Twitter in a now-deleted tweet by sharing an image of the officer involved in the fatal shooting of Bryant and wrote, "You're next," while hashtagging accountability. Can you imagine? The body cam shows as soon as the police pulled up, a young female tackles another female to the ground, holding what appears to be a knife in her hand. The girl is then seen charging at another female while raising the apparent knife in the air, at which point the officer fired multiple times. George Floyd's family attorney, Ben Crump, referred to Bryant as unarmed in a tweet. "As we breathe a collective sigh of relief today, community in Columbus felt the sting of another police shooting. As Columbus police killed an unarmed 15-year-old black girl named Makia Bryant, another child lost. Another hashtag." I mean, you got to be kidding me. Like I said, police, my answer is police should no longer respond to any calls in high-crime minority neighborhoods. Done. Just respond in neighborhoods where there is no crime. Because you're never going to get in a murder situation. You're never going to have to shoot or die. You never have to make a life-or-death decision. In other words, here's one neighborhood, no crime. Here's another neighborhood, high crime. Where do police wind up? They're always in the high crime neighborhood. Of course they are. That high crime neighborhood's always minority. It's not my fault. It's not my problem. As I always point out in the show, 99% of the people in this high crime minority neighborhood are nice people. 1% are criminals. And you spend your whole life as policemen dealing with the 1%. And you're protecting the 99%. So there's nothing racist about admitting that in every city in America, minority high-crime neighborhoods are bad neighborhoods, dangerous neighborhoods. They're dangerous for the black people who live in them. I mean, what do you call Chicago? It's a black genocide. Every single day, black people killing black people in just one neighborhood in Chicago. The city of Chicago, for the most part, is safe. All the crime is in one specific minority neighborhood, high crime. So if you don't answer those calls anymore, no policeman will ever kill a black person by mistake. No policeman will ever kill an unarmed black person. No policeman will ever kill an armed black person. No policeman will ever kill a black person in the middle of a commission of a crime. And you'll never have problems again. There will be no lawsuits. You're not going to going to jail as a cop. So if you're a cop, you got to avoid this stuff, man. You got to make a career decision, right? A paycheck decision. And what you're going to see is nobody's going to be left to defend high-crime neighborhoods. Nobody. You'd have to have your head examined to want to defend a high-crime neighborhood in the United States of America. You don't want the cops. You want to defund the cops. You want to abolish the cops. So guess what? Now the cops should start an experiment. Don't go to those neighborhoods anymore. It's nothing but trouble. Of course it is. It's a high-crime neighborhood. By definition, it's nothing but trouble. So you'll never get in trouble if you stay in low-crime neighborhoods. You like that answer? That's the solution. And let's see what it's like. Let's experiment and test and find out what it's like in these high-crime minority neighborhoods, these black neighborhoods in particular. Let's find out what life's like without a cop. You're about to find out. I think it's a very important experiment we should try out. I really do. We're in a bad situation. Things are going real bad, real fast. And cops are in trouble all over this country. And I'm sick of every single time a cop shoots someone and they happen to be black. It turns into a disaster. Everyone's screaming that the cops should go to prison. Really? Cops shoot white people all the time and nobody screams they should go to prison. Nobody. Nobody. The White House says the Ohio shooting fuels bigotry. They completely ignored the video showing a teen with a knife. Fuels bigotry. Once again, the White House weighing in on local crime issues and local police shootings. This is an insanity, a level of insanity we never believed possible in the United States of America. It is a communist takeover of the United States.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Played professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
You hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its
way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for.
Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio. I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this be you. TRACGRABBER. Go there, get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use them. TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. That's great news. You know the wisdom, buy low, sell high. But gold won't be down for long. The U.S. dollar is weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Add in $1.9 trillion in stimulus and trillions in infrastructure spending and tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team comes in. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1-ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium
of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium, just $79 over gold while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Tell them Moore sent you or go to AssetStrategies.com. Buy gold and you'll keep what's yours.
Raw and unfiltered.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as the Warrior, Jen Psaki, the White House spokesman, disgracefully racialized the killing in Columbus. There's nothing racial about it. I'm so sick of hearing white cops shooting black criminals, and it comes out, it's racism. They're not shooting black people. It's not open season on black people. They're in a high-crime minority neighborhood, and the criminal happens to be black, and they shoot them. That's not racism. Here's a article, cover story in the New York Post. Jen Psaki baselessly and disgracefully racialized the killing in Columbus by John Podhoretz. It says, believe your own eyes. That was the prosecutor's final admonition to the jury in the Derek Chauvin trial. And indeed, the evidence of their own eyes was likely to reason the jury didn't accept the defense's case. There was reasonable doubt about Chauvin's guilt. They convicted him on all charges. But shouldn't the same admonition be governing the public response to the horrible event in Columbus, Ohio, that transpired just as Chauvin's verdict was being announced? He says, no less than the press secretary of the United States went before the public Wednesday and all but explicitly suggested what happened in Ohio was an illegitimate racist police killing. Believe your own eyes, Jen Psaki. Watch the body cam footage. It shows Mia Makia Bryant charging first one teenager, then a second. Second girl slammed against the car, at which point Bryant began to swing her right arm with a knife in her hand. The police officer's camera recorded the event. It told her to get down, and she hadn't done so. He had only a split second to react as she aimed the knife and ready to swing, and he fired. Believe your own eyes. She had a knife. Had she not been stopped, that knife would have gone into the body of the girl in the car. The police officer was a witness to a violent act in real time and interceded the only way he could. Right? That's the story. There it is. There's nothing else. You know, he's got a long column here. I don't have to read the rest. What about your eyes? You're seeing what policemen go through on a minute-by-minute basis. You know, LeBron James isn't a cop. He doesn't have to make life and death decisions. Gosh. It's the most amazing thing. Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show, by the way. Let's segue to something you all need, something valuable for everybody. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable health care sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org today. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago, best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. I'm a member. My children are members. In premiums alone, I've saved over $120,000 since I joined. Could you use an extra $120,000? To find out more about health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY. 855-58-LIBERTY or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Could you use an extra $120,000? That's the deal, man. That's the deal. We're just in a crazy, crazy, crazy situation. Here's an interesting story. I'm just kind of looking around at stories. Cops tell Saints player Marshawn Lattimore, who's one of the best cornerbacks in all the NFL, you're going to shoot your penis off during the arrest. And they used a different name for penis. You know, the word commonly used as a shorthand for Richard. An Ohio cop warned New Orleans Saints cornerback Marshawn Lattimore, you're going to shoot your penis off after the officer found a firearm tucked into the NFL player's waistband during a car stop last month. Police body cam footage shows. He was arrested and charged with carrying a concealed weapon and receiving stolen property after Cleveland police stopped a vehicle he was riding in as a passenger on March 26. Officers can be seen swarming the car Lattimore was riding in before directly confronting him. And so I guess I'd ask again, is there something wrong with that? Because he's black, you're not allowed to search his car, to ask him why he's got a gun in his waistband, to check on drugs? You're not allowed to do that? Is that racism? Look at the story in Columbus, Ohio, which is this policeman's a hero. The girl's going to stab another girl. And Ohio Democrats attack him. The NAACP attacks the cop. Liberals attack the hero cop. It's crazy. There's no such thing as a police shooting of a black person anymore without it being racism and murder. Is that really the case? So I've got the answer. I've solved the problem for everyone. The police should be thrilled if they never have to go into a high-crime neighborhood ever again, so don't. And the black neighborhood should be thrilled that the cops are never going to come in your neighborhood again. No innocent black man will ever be shot again. There's no more debate. Don't do it. Just, Nancy Reagan said it, just don't do it. Don't go near high-crime neighborhoods anymore. You know, if you're in Vegas, spend all your time sitting in your police car in Summerlin or Henderson. Don't go near high-crime neighborhoods. Let them sort out their own problems. Because every time you go and try and save their lives, they want to put you in jail. Much better for everyone. Stay out.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House weighed in Wednesday on the police shooting of a knife-wielding teenage girl as she attacked another girl in Columbus, Ohio, by connecting the incident to police violence in minority communities and the death of George Floyd.
We know that police violence disproportionately impacts black and Latino people in communities, and that black women and girls, like black men and boys, experience higher rates of police violence.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki also saying the death was tragic. After Tuesday's guilty verdict, Derek Chauvin now waits for sentencing in a segregated prison unit. The former Minneapolis police officer was found guilty on all three charges in George Floyd's murder. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland telling reporters on Wednesday that the Minneapolis police force is now being investigated by his department into their practices and protocols. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, sponsor of this segment of the show is Energized Health. John and Chelsea Jubilee are the founders of Energized Health, regular guests on my show. They're working with big crowd at the first one. We had to, such a big crowd, we were sold out and had to start a second seminar. And a great, great, great event at Ahern Hotel here on the Vegas Strip, right off the Vegas Strip, I should say, on Sahara. Sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. And so many people came up to me to thank me for saving their life. For literally, because I introduced them to Energized Health here on my radio show, these are people who just had never, ever found any peace. You know, they tried every diet known to man, every exercise program known to man, and nothing ever helped. And then they found Energized Health on my show, and it changed their life. You look and feel years younger, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, and you lose fat fast while eating many of the foods you love. How do I know? Because I completed the program. I've never been fat a day in my life, but I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, visceral fat inside my body, around my organs, and everywhere I go, including today's speech in front of the Women's Federation, Republican Federation of Nevada, everyone said, oh my God, what have you done? You look fantastic. Everyone thinks I've lost like 25 pounds. No, I didn't. I actually barely lost any weight, but I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat and gained 10 pounds of muscle. Check it out. Call them at 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. Or go to energizedhealth.com and click on check out. Hundreds of amazing testimonials. They change people's lives. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 888-444-8895. We've got our guest here, and her name is Felisa. She's with the Patriot Party dot rocks, the Patriot Party dot rocks, and she's involved in election integrity efforts in New Hampshire. She's auditing votes there, and she's got an amazing story, and they believe they've got proof that this election was stolen. Felisa, you're on with Wayne Allyn-Root. How are you?
Hi, Wayne. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Thank you, boy.
Great to have you on the show. We had a big event in Scottsdale, Arizona, with this Patriot Party Rocks organization, and Felisa booked me to come in and be the MC of the evening, and so we had a great time, and that's how we got to know each other. And, Felisa, here's the thing. You say that in New Hampshire you have witnessed the fact that votes were changed. Tell us the actual story. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, well, it's true. There was a number of people who witnessed it, and it is evidenced by the fact that we had performed a hand recount in New Hampshire in the town of Windham, and we were able to get permission. The votes had to be brought up to our state house, not the machines. The machines stayed in our custody under lock and key, along with the original cards with which tallied that information. And then we had the tally tapes. We took the tally tapes to the hand count and compared the two of them together. And what we found was straight down across the board in our Senate race was that 10% of each of the votes for the Republican candidate had been taken out of their bucket and put into the opposing Democrats' bucket. Straight down
now,
the line.
When you say down the line, so that must have happened to Trump as well in New Hampshire, right? Trump was at the top of the ticket.
Well,
that would be
a fair assumption, but that was not part of the audit. What we got permission for was to do the Senate race. So it would be plausible to assume and could be proven thereafter if we are able to prove within auditing the machines that it was, in fact, the machines. All we know at this time, what they're calling is an anomaly, or they're calling it a discrepancy. So you can now steal a dill pickle from a store and go before a judge and say, well, you know, the videotape that shows me stealing a pickle is a discrepancy from my memory, so therefore it should be dropped, right? So this is the needle by which they're making us chase. So we had to then take it the next step and create new legislation, because there is no legislation that exists of what happens if a hand recount in a presidential race, is discovered in subsequent towns that happened here in New Hampshire only 3 weeks ago, where seven towns, precincts within the same county, which is Rockingham County, New Hampshire, people questioned the vote because of the voter integrity that was, you know, proven by that hand count. They stepped forward and they asked in those subsequent towns, could we please, you know, do a hand recount? Well, there were some additional anomalies that were discovered, such as a school board budget that was overturned by the hand count, and they instantly awarded that. There was also two seats that were discovered that actually weren't awarded to one person, and it overturned those results. They immediately gave that, you know, they reassigned those seats and congratulated the new winners. For some reason in this situation, we had to create legislation. So we rallied the House. We got it passed in the House. We rallied the Senate. Got it passed in the Senate. It landed onto Governor Sununu's desk. I'm not sure that he had a choice. He was not pushing for the audit. He was actually fighting the audit, but he really didn't have a choice. Either, you know, you look guilty and try to suppress us from going this path, or eventually the truth is going to come out. So I think he went for, you know, the first rather than the latter, and has finally agreed upon it. We know that something happened. Was it a steal? It looks that way. It tastes that way. It sounds that way. But I'm not calling it that. I'm saying there's a discrepancy. Okay, fine. I'll call it what they're calling it. But whatever it is, we need to know what it is. And we have now gotten it approved by our governor, and it went to a town meeting on Monday because the town decided that they were going to decide on who the auditors were going to be in secret. So we had the rally then there, too, and say, absolutely not. The secret is how we got to this point in the first place. From now on, all things should be public, right?
Right.
Especially
always.
When, if you just ask the question, yeah, right. When did things become secret, Wayne? When did a board of selectmen have the right to do anything in secret?
Well, this is the
you know,
D.C. swamp and the deep state, right? This is the big brother.
Yeah.
This is the way they like to run things in Washington, and it's spread throughout the country. And so now you have these problems everywhere, including Las Vegas, where I live, and New Hampshire, where you live. And, you know, everywhere you go, you've got people who think they're elitists, and they're better than you and me, and they know better than us, and they don't have to give us any information, and there is no transparency. That's the problem. But so look, you rallied.
Well, those days are over, my friend.
I know. I'm glad to hear
it. Those days are over. We're awake now. They spoke to giant, and we're awake and we're paying attention and we're watching everything.
They're woke.
They're woke and
we're awake. Is that the deal? I hope so. Because we got to match the woke with the wake, right?
Yes, right. My friend Brent Havlicek is actually, I think he's writing an article on that, the woke versus the wake.
So the deal is, I want to make sure I understand this and my audience understands it. So you passed in the House 2 months ago, and then last month in the Senate, and then this Friday, New Hampshire's governor signed it into law. And so now there's absolutely going to be an audit, but the problem is they were going to decide in private who would perform the forensic audit, and you guys are making that now become transparent and public, and you're pushing for Dr. Shiva, who's been a guest on my show multiple times, by the way. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, he's one of them. We have put forward a list, a very long list. I think I also shared that with you. It was decided in the meeting on Monday night that they were able to interview at least four or five potential candidates right there in front of everyone. And so, you know, we're you know, hoping that they're going to pick one of those and that the discussion will be out in the public and that the citizens of Windham will have some say in that and be very, very transparent. And then the Secretary of State will choose one. And then those auditors that are selected will choose the third person. So there will be three auditors. And the difference between all of those auditors is that they have specialties within different things. So it's really important that we get a well-rounded, you know, panel of those three. So Dr. Shiva has a specific, you know, specialty. So that's one of which we would want. And he's actually been helping guide us on who, you know, some of those others might be, as well as taking recommendations from other people who have already been to it. We're in touch with people in Maricopa County. You know, and obviously other experts interviewing them, talking to them, getting them to see if they're ready and willing, if their name is called, they're going to be on the first flight out, just so that nothing can go wrong. The other interesting thing is that they have decided that since, quote unquote, they've had death threats, which we have yet to get any confirmation from any police department in the state of New Hampshire that that's truthful. They have decided that rather than it being at the state house where it can be overseen, or in the town of Windham where we have possession of the machines, that we may possibly lose custody in order for them to feel secure by doing it at the state police department. I'm not sure about that. I would like to see it go to our state sheriff. I would feel a lot better about that. But you can see at every turn they try to place an obstacle in the way.
And Felicia, the music's on. We got to run. But, I mean, you're upsetting the apple cart. You know that. I mean, this is what it's about. They stole the election. They know they stole the election. They will fight tooth and nail to stop all audits. They don't want these audits. Felicia, you're doing a great job in New Hampshire. Bring us the results as soon as you can. Felicia's with thepatriotparty.rocks, thepatriotparty.rocks, and she's trying to prove there was election fraud in New Hampshire, which I'm sure there was. Thank you, Felicia.
Hey friends, it's John Jubilee. I've become dear friends with Wayne Allen, and wow, has this guy had a transformation this year or what? He's so excited, the guy is posting pictures with his shirt off on social media. I am so excited for him. But more importantly than all of those amazing muscles and all the fat that he's lost, he has gained intercellular hydration, energy. Did you think he could even get more energetic? Why? Because this breakthrough science of intercellular hydration literally reverses diabetes, high blood pressure, builds your immune system, super boosts the immune system. Ladies, it'll balance your hormones naturally while metabolizing all your fat. Every side effect is a good one. This is intercellular hydration, cellular health, the best you in just 88 days. Call me today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available, delivered to you from our friends at oceansalmon.com. Chilean farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now, OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon, 15% off, and free shipping. Ocean Salmon, OSHENSALMON, OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping, an additional pound, oh my goodness, and 15% off. OceanSalmon.com, OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Wayne LaRouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Raw and unfiltered.
So here's the...
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at PestWorld.org.
Schools are opening. Kids will fill those school buses, classes, gyms, and lunchrooms. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, treats and friendships, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. Sharing that with family could be deadly. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school, whether private or public, with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com. Or call 503-585-5582. That's 585-5582.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with war.
Well, we are at war. There's no question about that. Whether you like it or not, our country is at war. It's amazing. It's just absolutely amazing. You'll hear about the FBI in a couple moments. You'll hear about the United States Postal Service in a couple of moments. First, let me mention the sponsor of this segment is the War Raw Podcast. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Now 7 days a week. I started out with just a few months ago, back in November. We started out doing it 1 day a week. Now it's 7 days a week. We have podcast coverage. I play the conservative version of Casey Kasem and present my top 10 list of the most outrageous, salacious, controversial news stories. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Where do you get it? It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. Now 7 days a week. Breaking exclusive. The post office is now spying on conservatives. It was reported today the U.S. Postal Inspection Service is spying on conservatives in America. Just incredible. I mean, the whole government is weaponized against us. The law enforcement arm of the U.S. Postal Service, the U.S. Postal Inspection Service, USPIS, is secretly monitoring and collecting American social media posts, according to documents obtained by Yahoo News. The spying program is known as ICOP, or Internet Covert Operations Program, and involves goons trolling through social media sites to look for inflammatory posts and then sharing the information with other government agencies. Just amazing. You can't even believe this stuff, right? And then the FBI. Let's see if I can find the FBI story, because I know I downloaded it, but there's just 100 articles. Here it is. The FBI labels. The FBI is just the worst of all of them, the worst government agency we've got in this country now. The FBI labels 2017 baseball field shooting by deranged leftists that nearly killed Republican Congressman Steve Scalise a suicide by cop. What? Steve Scalise, the House Majority Whip and two Capitol Police, were shot during baseball practice in June of 2017. Scalise was shot in the hip and tried to drag himself off the field. The shooter, James Hodgkinson, was a Bernie supporter and a Russian collusion truther who was radicalized by the Democrat media complex about lies about Trump and the GOP. And rather than labeling the shooting of Republicans by a left-wing Bernie supporter domestic terrorism, the FBI labeled it suicide by cop. The FBI labels Trump supporters who walked through the Capitol on January 6th domestic terrorists, but a leftist who shot up a baseball field full of Republicans is suicide by cop. Much to our shock that day, the FBI concluded this was a case of the attacker seeking suicide by cop. Director, you want suicide by cop, you just pull a gun on a cop. This is from one of the people in the office of Steve Scalise. I guess his chief of staff. Director of the FBI, you want suicide by cop, you just pull a gun on a cop. It doesn't take 136 rounds. It takes one bullet. Both the DHS and the Office of the Director of National Intelligence published products labeling this attack as a domestic violent extremism event targeting Republican members of Congress. The FBI did not. Steve Scalise blasted the FBI in a tweet. I was shot by a deranged leftist who came to the baseball field with a list of congressional Republicans to kill. This was not, capital N-O-T, suicide by cop. But this is America today. Democrats have weaponized the government against us. And people that are vicious and violent in these high-crime neighborhoods, cops shoot them, and guess what? The cop's a bad guy. This is happening all over America. They arrest you for not wearing a mask, like that's a crime. In high-crime neighborhoods in America, if the criminal happens to be black, and you're a cop and you shoot a bad person, happens to be black, but they're a criminal, that's all that matters. This isn't white-black. It's a criminal being shot. Oh, that's a crime. Cops aren't allowed to shoot criminals who happen to be black. But here's a white guy at a football game, an Omaha Beef football game, being body slammed, cuffed, and dragged from the game for not wearing a face mask while eating at the Ralston Arena. Oh, it's a baseball game. I'm sorry, a baseball game. Headline says football game, but it's a baseball game. Obviously, there's no football this time of year. I thought maybe they play football in Nebraska all year round. Security staff at the Omaha Beef baseball game at the Ralston Arena body slammed and cuffed a fan for not wearing a mask while eating with his family at the ball game and then dragged him out of the game. His son is seen crying at the end of the video. Then the local police come without masks on, lecture him about fighting in the stadium. Pure insanity. Here's somebody posting. Everyone in this earliest video I have of the incident, you can clearly see me sitting down, non-combative, at which point the female off-duty comes up from behind and knocks my beer out of my hand. I stood up because it was unexpected, and I was all wet when Mr. Eternal Affairs decided to start grabbing at me, telling me I was under arrest. For what, I asked? Who are you? I don't see a badge. What's your badge number? Am I wrong, or would you let an officer that refuses to identify himself tell you you're under arrest and not give you a reason? I didn't get any of that info until there were actually on-duty officers present, and I was in handcuffs. Then the on-duty officers refused to charge me with anything and let me go because they knew I hadn't done anything wrong. All this over a teenager who let his mask slip below his nose in the presence of Nazis. This was the guy who was involved in this incident, obviously, at the Ralston Arena in Nebraska. Security guards and off-duty cops harassed them and attacked them for not wearing a mask. This is America. No mask, you're a criminal. Real criminal, police shoot you, cops go to jail.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.